Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The third week of the 2022 regular legislative session is complete. The deadline for introduction of general bills and constitutional amendments has passed. The deadline for committees to report general bills and constitutional amendments originating out of own house is Tuesday, February the 1st. The second county supervisor's salary alignment measure is introduced in the Senate chamber, Senate Bill 2719. Senate Bill 2719 provides authorization for Mississippi County Boards of Supervisors to accept an initial salary increase due to a salary schedule realignment. In addition to the salary schedule realignment, in year 2024, the county supervisors will have the option to authorize themselves a $2,000 salary increase. In the year 2028, the county board of supervisors will have the option to authorize themselves an additional $2,000 pay increase. This measure is single referred to the Economic Development and Workforce Committee. Currently, no action is taken on this measure. Mississippi House of Representatives amends and passed the Mississippi Medical Cannabis Act. On Wednesday, January the 19th, the Mississippi House of Representatives passed a Mississippi Cannabis Measure Act by a vote of 105-14. The House amendment version of this particular measure signified three different changes. First, the House version reduces the amount of marijuana an individual could obtain per month from 3.5 grams to 3 grams. Second, the House version removed the Mississippi Department of Agriculture from being involved in this process. And final, the House version allows for cultivators and processors of medical marijuana to be located in commercially zoned areas. This measure will now head back to the Senate for either concurrence or non-concurrence. House Accountability, Efficiency, and Transparency Committee passes local government transparency measure. On Thursday, January the 20th, the House Accountability, Efficiency, and Transparency Committee, also known as the AET Committee, passed out House Bill 599. This measure added counties and cities to the Mississippi Accountability and Transparency Act. With this act, by July the 1st of 2023, counties with a population threshold of 20,000 or more shall create and maintain an accountability and transparency website for the county, or set up a separate section on the county's existing website. The website shall provide financial reports, audits, budgets, and other financial documents of the county. The website address must be simple and unique. The website must have links or features that will assist the public in obtaining or reviewing public financial information. Section 3 of this measure mandates that any insurance plan paid for by the taxpayers in an amount $150,000 or more that is used to pay settlements for sexual harassment claims shall be listed on the website. This measure currently resides on the House floor calendar. Senate Insurance Committee passes optional firefighters benefit measure, Senate Bill 2357. On Thursday, January the 20th, the Senate Insurance Committee passed Senate Bill 2357, which gives counties the discretion to pay out of the county general fund for reasonable hospital and medical expenses for paid or volunteer fire department members suffering injury or illness incurred in the line of duty. This measure also allows for payment of accident, death, or disability policies for paid or volunteer firefighters. Lastly, this measure allows counties to purchase insurance coverage for the medical costs and expenses incurred in the line of duty for paid or volunteer fire members. Note: if a county chooses to pay hospital and medical expenses from the county general fund regarding this measure, the Board of Supervisors of such county shall be the sole judge as to whether such illness or such injury was contracted or sustained in the line of duty of such an employee. This measure currently resides on the Senate floor calendar. The House and Senate will reconvene on Monday. This concludes this week's weekly legislative update. Thank you.